Family to Man Up the Movement, and this is our special episode, Man Up the Movement, Women Speak Now, the collaboration. But it's still, Man Up is meant to be my time to fight, make it personal, taking personal responsibility for my own life, no longer relying on my personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. My steps are ordered by the Lord, walking in purpose with God. Holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change and growth. Yes, I am no longer operating with a double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose, and I am the God in me through Christ Jesus, because I choose to man up. Welcome, family. Thank you so much for being here tonight. We're excited because you know this is the time that we are working together to work things out. Without any further ado, I'm going to bring in my co-host, my partner in the Holy Ghost, and my joint union partner in this collaboration, Minister Michelle Taylor, our divine host of Women Speak Now and Be Heard. Good evening.
Good evening, man of God. Thank you. Thank you, my co-ambassador. God bless you. Happy to be here.
How are you today?
You're awesome.
You're a little low on your mic today. Oh, yeah, I'm going to need to hear you tonight because y'all got these questions popping tonight.
Is that any better? No?
Let me try to
find my earpiece. That's better? Okay.
Awesome. Yeah, that's much better. Yes, it is. So how are you?
I'm doing awesome, awesome, awesome. Blessed, of course. How about yourself?
Oh, A little drained, you know. Had a long day with the kids in the park, but I'm blessed, completely blessed, and was able to just, you know, experience people being blessed today. So yes, I'm there.
Awesome. Yeah, I saw that. I was like, okay, so that's what y'all doing, God's work, going to the highways and the byways. Awesome. Awesome.
Oh, look, we brought the east side and the west side together. You know, that's hard in Compton.
Amen. That's the truth.
But we made some ground today. We made some major ground today, and we're looking forward. I'm going to throw this plug out there. We're having a gospel explosion at Sylvia Nunn's Angels on July 23rd. That's Sunday, July 23rd. The time will be about 4 in the afternoon. We're still trying to pin that down. But that was confirmed today by Councilman Galvan, who is the 2nd District Councilman there, who is endorsing us with that concert. We're bringing the 3Gs in. We're trying to get all artists that want to come out and bless. So just wanted to throw that out there. It's a great day
That's
in Compton
awesome.
Today.
Yes, it is. Awesome, awesome.
Are we going to get Quick out there? We trying to get Kendrick Lamar. We trying to get YG. We trying to get some of the Compton homeboys that we can do it from both sides and show them that we can really still fellowship together, even though people have other professions. We all believe in God. Each one of them say, I believe in God. I believe in God. We were in the park today, Minister Michelle, and everybody was like, well, ooh, Pastor, ooh, wait. I said, well, wait a minute. Hold on. We're in the park.
Amen.
And don't stop doing what you're doing because now she just told you I'm Pastor E. You just be yourself and let me, if you need a word from me, then you just get a word and go on and see if God changed your life. Man, it was a dynamic to a couple of people. He's like, I've never heard it that way before. So it's really, I'm excited. You see, I had a good day. Don't get me started.
As a resident of Compton, I can say that great things are happening in Compton. Great things have already been happening. You don't hear about them a lot, but, you know, the theme is rebirthing a Compton, rebirthing a new Compton, and I can see that really, you know, coming to fruition. So it's exciting times here in the city of Compton.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, look, you know, we're here for the collaboration. Won't you go ahead and pray us in, and let's get started with these. Whew, y'all went there.
All righty. Let's get started. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you, Father, this hour, giving you glory, giving you honor, giving you praise, Father God, to your holy name. We thank you, Father God, for the sun made its way to rise this morning. You saw fit to call
thank
each
you,
and every one of our names, and we say thank you, Lord. We thank you for being an awesome God. We thank you for being a loving God, for being compassionate, considerate, and a holy God that you are.
Thank you.
We now ask your blessing over tonight's collaboration. We ask your blessing on each caller, each listener, on each and every person on tonight. We pray for guidance now, for direction, for wisdom, for revelation, knowledge. Oh, Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this atmosphere. This is an atmosphere of oneness, of one accord, an atmosphere of one like-minded believers, an atmosphere of love and understanding, totally submitted to you, Lord. We declare that we are victorious, that we are more than conquerors, in Christ Jesus. May you be exalted in Jesus'
yes, Lord.
Name. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's the collaboration. I don't know where you're going to start at, but come on with it.
Okay. Well, you can pick whatever one you want. You want me to start at the top?
go ahead and start with number one. That's cool.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. So question number one on tonight for the men. Question number one is, what can men do to keep the flame burning, keep romance alive in his marriage? What can the man do? Normally you hear about what the woman does, but what can the man do to keep the flame burning and keep that romance alive in his marriage? What can he do?
Well, that's why I say go ahead and start at one, because almost 75% of the brothers that responded were responding, and the first thing they were trying to say something about the wife. And I will be honest with you, I had to stop it there because I could find myself being guilty of that. And I'm not married, but if just looking at my ways and the things of doing, we always want to point the finger. So in the man up movement, you know, the guys were saying, well, she looked like she used to look. I could keep the flame going. And that was some of the first response. But we took a deep breath together. We prayed on it. And what we came up with that a man can do is that no matter what you see, you have to remember who you fell in love with. And so us guys are saying that, you know, I guess we need to do better in romance and dating and not just getting content ourselves, because you know, we always say, well, she's content, she's not what she used to be, or she's not doing what she used to be. But on the other hand, when we really start talking about it this morning, we start to say that, man, we're not doing the same thing either, because we're spending more time at work and we're spending more time in the streets or in ministry or at the gym and things like that. So men agreed that we have to keep the fire that was the first, you know, with the fire that we started, we got to keep it burning. And all men have dropped the ball there, Minister Michelle. So we really don't have any way to say we fixed it, but we do have some solutions that we came up with that we need to start to be more attentive to the women in our lives.
Amen. Well, I hear the man saying, I heard them say it before, like you just said, if she looked the same way or that type of thing.
Oh, she got big. Like, she got that. But you know, right. We keep it real here. So that was one of the first things.
Yeah.
Man,
no
she
problem.
Weighed this much. And then
right.
I didn't even have to say anything. One of the other brothers said, dude, she had three kids. He shut up quick.
I just wanted to ask, is the romance always based on a physical thing? Like a woman has to look a certain way to be romance. I would think that when you marry for better and for worse, that the romance should remain the same. It seems kind of, I want to say immature if it's based
that's,
on
that's,
the
that's what we kind of discovered
period.
Is our mindset is all twisted, because we look at romance as physicality. We even look at relationship as physical, you know, and that's not relationship. So yes, all the normal answers came out, but when we really started to say, well, take a deep breath on that one, because first of all, we acknowledge that we dropped the ball at some point, but now that you're picking the ball back up, we have to learn the right way of doing things, and that starts in building strong relationship. So the men that are in agreement and in covenant with Man Up the Movement are looking at these points we came up with this morning to say, can we build some better structure in how I act and how I respond, so others can now see how we act and respond. If that makes any sense.
It does. I just wanted to say on the women's behalf that normally in the average pregnancy, you know, because I hear pregnancy coming up a lot too, is that men gain just as much weight as women. Like they're usually pregnant together. It's like whatever the woman craves, the man end up eating, or he finds this time is a good time to explore a bunch of other food because she's not going to complain that he's eating too much red meat or too much fried food, you know, so they both kind of indulge in things that they shouldn't be eating, extra calories. And a lot of times the men put on as much weight or sometimes more weight than the woman. And I never hear, you know, the women say, oh, you know, he's too big or he's too bad. So like the women are just, you know, as long as he's treating her right, that's kind of like where we kind of stay at. Whereas I hear the men a lot of times focusing more on the physical, where the women are more focused on how the men are treating.
No. Wait a minute. Hold up. I know y'all content with what you have, but I know that eye candy is good on both sides. So then take that away. You'd be like, oh, I know women just like men look and say, wow, not what you have, but what you may see. So And I get that. I get that. But what we were talking about this morning, Minister Michelle, about the pregnancy thing is that, yeah, guys do gain weight also, because especially if you're spending time together. But the thing of it is that women's body, you guys' body that we're learning in these conversations together, you guys change. It's a metamorphosis thing that happens to your body. I mean, and so we had to acknowledge that it's not the same, and we have to work better at the women that's in our lives to say, let's help nourish them. Let's take a load off. That, you know, even taking a load off was one thing that one guy said that could be romantic. Being able to cook could be even more a way of being romantic. Just being home and cleaned up the house and got everything in order, dinner's ready. Instead, you know, even though that's what you came home to do, just to finish your day early and go home and fix the meal, get the kids in order, house is clean. That's that could be some ways of romance. Would it? Would women look at that as romantic gestures?
I think they would, and I would say, you know, as a married woman and speaking on the friends that I have, Pastor E, I'm not saying that they don't find other men attractive that may be physically fit, but for the average woman, and we can bring this up on Women Speak Now as well, for the average woman,
right,
they really are more concerned about how the man is treating them. Because you ever notice, you'll find a beautiful woman with a guy that's not that very attractive. You'd be like, how did that guy get that girl? She is so fine. How did that happen? Because he's not so concerned about the physicality of it all. Not that she's going to find the most, you know, unattractive person in the world, but really, women want to be treated. If a man can treat her like a queen, treat her with respect, whether she gains weight or not gain weight, not based on physical things, but more on the emotion and the heart and all those things that really count. Because eventually, we're all going to get older, and everything that's up
right.
high is going to go low. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. So you got to have more of a connection with a person than physical. Because
suck it up,
if you
guys.
Stay together long enough, everything up high is going to go low. Everything east is going to go west.
Suck it up,
and
guys.
So on and so on. It's going to happen to both people. So
stay in the gym.
The day, we have to have
no, it does. It
our
does.
Relationship. Yeah, we got to
right.
have more substance to our relationship, you know. And so I just wanted to put that point out there because we have a real talk on tonight.
No, that's keeping it real. But that, like I said, I know that there's four guys that were in the conversation this morning that were on the line, that are on the line tonight. And I know they're not going to, I'm not even going to throw them in the bus because they won't listen no more. But I know that they can go ahead and check off those that we were mentioning about romantic ways of being, not just the norm and trying to be strategic in romance and maybe looking at romance from a different aspect. We always thought romance was wine and dining and would mostly end up in a physical encounter. Now we're learning that romance is the way that you treat someone that makes them feel romantic.
Absolutely. That's a good point.
Yes. Amen. Well, we're working on it. We're working on it. That we have not perfected it. We're a work in progress, but we are taking great notes, Minister Michelle, on these conversations.
Amen.
On some of the things that we're mentioning. And you as a married woman would say, oh yeah, my man got the house. Oh, Reggie, that came home. He got the house clean. The kids is all ready. My show is ready to go. He got my phone and my earpiece. Oh, that would be romantic. So we're going to put that down. Do things for her.
Amen. And I don't know where Reggie that is. It sounds good.
It say, speak those things that are not. If it is, come on in.
Amen.
He says, speak those things that are not as if it already is.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, I like that. Amen. Amen. Question two.
Question number two. What does forsaking all others mean? What does that mean for men? What does it mean to men? Forsaking all others.
Most people don't even know what it means when they're saying forsaking all. But we did get into the definition of what forsake means. And, you know, because when you forsake someone, that means you abandon, that you are renounced and give up all territory. When you forsake someone, normally forsaking for, like, say, for instance, a marriage, when you forsake others, meaning you put the marriage first. But most guys don't even understand what forsaking is. They, you know, most of us are, well, even when talking about that, we had to really get in just to the definition of it and understanding that when God says that he would not forsake you, is that mean he won't abandon you? Is that when he, you know, he won't leave you alone? No matter you're still messed up. I think that even for us in relationships, we have to learn that when you're in a partnership, you cannot forsake your partner no matter what. Abandon, yeah. Leave alone. To be forsaken is to leave someone stranded. And no one should be left that, especially in relationship. And you've been pinpointing marriage tonight. I've seen it a couple of times in your questioning that even in that bond, things happen and we think it's over and we got to move on and give up. God doesn't abandon us. Why should we abandon each other? So we don't know, but we're learning that forsaking means I won't forsake you. I won't abandon you. I will not leave you alone. But there's so many relationships that are not living that. And we're pressing on that, Minister Michelle, to get that message out. That we got to stop leaving each other, abandoning each other, and putting each other to the side.
Amen. What was the question that women have when we're together, especially married women? And they want to know, you know, it's part of the wedding vow where you say, and forsaking all others and cleaving on only unto each other. So it's pretty much, right. You know, two becoming one type of situation. And I think women really take that to heart when they're doing their wedding vows. Like, they will forsake everybody for the sake of the marriage.
Exactly.
And men are like, no, I'm not forsaking. I'm not going to forsake my homeboy. I'm not going to forsake so-and-so.
But here is the – this
from
was the
– man perspective.
And you know I'm nosy. I'm always trying to pull out that nugget. But this was the biggest thing is that, first of all, 75% of the marriages do not get counseling ahead of time. And the 25% that do don't teach about forsaking and covenants and relationships.
Right.
So it starts, you know, it really be where it starts. It begins in the beginning that what is being taught, what are you willing to go? Because you guys will search and women will, you know, seek and destroy those vows. We'll say them just to get through, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But a good counselor, a good marriage counselor would open these type of doors, understanding that to make this vow with him or her means no matter what, you forsake everybody else, your mama, your daddy, and everybody else. You cleave to her, she cleaves to you, and you guys are now one. That goes on both sides.
Right.
That goes both ways.
Yep.
Yeah, we still have parents that we respect and love, but we learn to forsake others that we love others together. Some people say forsake others and you don't deal with your cousin and your sister no more. No, you forsake others that you guys together can love together and be true family. How about that?
Amen. Amen. Good answer.
I'm going to write that down. I even like that. I even like that response.
Amen. Awesome. Awesome.
Was that good? Are you ready
that
for number three?
Good.
Yeah, I'm trying to look. I'm trying to really get through them because I want to get this bonus question in tonight.
Okay. Amen.
Number three.
Number three. Why is it hard for men to forgive women, but want to be forgiven so quickly? So why is it hard for men to forgive women, but the men want women to forgive them so quickly? But when it's their turn to forgive the women, it's long and it's hard and it's difficult. Why is that?
Well, most guys don't like to be done wrong, especially in public. And so, men that prideful, that male hormone of you know, you cannot do me that way, but I can do you that way. That's an old trend that most of us have had as even in growing up. Is that I do you, but don't do me like, you know, do as I say, but don't do as I do type of mentality that arose in our generation 30, 40 years ago. And it is hard for men to forgive because, first of all, why you do me that way? And then the insecurity of a man that comes in to say that now it was true, because we don't tell it, but we've talked about it this morning in the man up discussions, that most of us are insecure in the same areas that you guys are. We just show it a different way. You guys communicate it, and we just act it out like it doesn't matter, or we're not affected, or we could get over it. You know, that macho thing. But deep down inside, there's that animosity that we hold on to just because of what we know, what we've known to do and how we've known to react to things. Is it correct? No, it isn't. It's something we're trying to break, especially here on Man Up, in the covenants that we have, that we have to look at ourselves and our own merits and take our merits to now say, if I want to, and really this is understanding God now. This hasn't anything to do with relationship with man or woman or children or anything else. It goes back to knowing that if I truly want to be forgiven, I have to forgive. And if I can't forgive, in a sense, to say I can continue on with it, a lot of, and this could be brought up on Women Speak Now, Man Up Collaboration. We have to know when to say that it can't be corrected. But because of physical situations and because of employment and bills and loans and all these other things, we'll continue in something that we know we really weren't made for or are ready to stand for or not ready to forgive for. It's hard. Mm-hmm. It's a hard thing. Most people don't know forgiveness because they've never forgiven themselves. So we're trying to start a trend that's saying, well, first of all, forgive yourself. That you could go to God and be forgiven, that now you can forgive all, because I can never, I tried it before. I've been in ministry all my life, but slipping and tripping and doing those things. But even when I was getting it together, that forgiveness thing was always a bound for me because I still hadn't forgiven myself. And if you don't experience forgiveness, you cannot give forgiveness.
That's good. Amen.
Oh yeah, but we want you to forgive us right now. Oh no, what? You still tripping? Excuse me, why your face all poked out? You mean 5 minutes later? We want it to be forgotten right then. Oh, why are you still talking about that?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that's something I think we need to talk about a little deeper too, is because we need to communicate more. Through this collaboration, we need to make an order that I have nothing to say. There is no more never minds. There is no more, oh, I'll just get it. It'll fix itself. It won't. We got to start communicating better. That's why I love this broadcast, that people can get used to hearing us bounce and not have the same response or the same answer, but have the same spirit to say, we got to do better at this thing and start talking.
Amen.
Yes, that's real.
That is,
but we do want to be forgiven right now. Okay, so am I forgiven? Thank you.
Why are you still bringing that up? Like, it's only been 5 minutes. That's why I'm still bringing it up.
I know. Yeah. Look. I thought we was over that. We had a long discussion.
Right?
I thought that was over. You ain't smiling?
Not at all. Okay.
Oh man. Well, you know, you got a bonus question. We're going to give opportunity for any of our listeners today. This is Man Up the Movement, Women Speak Now Collaboration, but we want to hear from you also. Go ahead and dial one as we get ready to venture into this bonus question. It's not going to be a long one, because I have a very distinct answer for this question, but we want you to get involved. If you're on our secondary line, I need you to text me and let me know that you would like to get in on the conversation. If you're on the main Blog Talk Radio line, go ahead and dial one. That'll bring you into the queue, and we'll get you in after this bonus question. Go ahead, Minister Michelle.
You got it. So the bonus question is, how do men feel about women who want to be acknowledged on Father's Day? You have women who feel like if they're single or if they're divorced or if they're, you know, raising a child on their own, that they should be acknowledged on Father's Day. How do men feel about that? How do men feel about women who want to be acknowledged on Father's Day?
Well, truthfully, I mean, there are mothers out there that are playing both roles in their children's lives, and we acknowledge that and applaud that. For it to be call Father's Day. It's just that. And the mother can't be a father, and just like a father can't be a mother. So in regards to celebrating that day, the most easiest answer that I could give, and I didn't even ask anybody for response on this. First of all, a mother is so special that we need to teach our young man to treat her like a mother every day. A mother did so much to give birth to each and every one of us that she should be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and continue week on, month on, year on, treated so special daily. A mother is that divine. I even though at the end and as I grew up, I treated my mother better. I was spoiled and a whiner and talked back to her like anything. I didn't talk back to my dad because he bust me in the mouth. But mothers should be honored. So they don't need to take Father's Day, because even Father's Day, every day a mother should be treated that divine. I'm not throwing you under the bus, but you treat your mother that way every day. That's Amen. Your girl every day. You don't need Mother's Day and stuff like that. So we're really trying to treat ourselves to teach the younger men about their mothers and how important they are. That, and we need the fathers. We need us to get back involved, but we need mothers to be acknowledged and to be honored daily. It doesn't need a Father's Day to take on. And some women are really, really strong about that. No, I've been his mama and his daddy. Well, I have to beg to differ there. Because there are some things a woman cannot teach a child that a father can. Okay, he's not there. That's wrong. Yeah, he did. He fell through. We're repenting and we need to be better. But I just couldn't see it. You know. Okay, she celebrates Father's Day. Well, that's Father's Day. But let's celebrate Mother every day. And not take away that she has to use Father's Day. Let's just make it every day, 365 days a year.
Amen. Praise God. I agree.
Because that could go there. That's a deep one there. That's a hot topic.
It is a deep one.
That's a hot topic there because, you know, like I said, we honor women that have been both. And what I mean by that, there's no one else in the house. So they can literally say, I've been mama and daddy, but they haven't, because the characteristics and the characteristics and the mannerisms of a man are not there. So they can't be mama and daddy, but they can serve the parent role, and we acknowledge that and celebrate that and love that about the completion of raising children alone. Man, it's something no woman should have to do, but they've had to do it. Let's change it, guys. I'm talking to my brothers today as we man up. Let us be the difference makers that we learn about romance and how we treat her. I know y'all put that note down. Did you hear Minister Michelle? A woman will go on how she's treated before how you look. Woo, that's deep. Absolutely. There, because we see it all today. Man, how did he get her? You said it. Because he treats her like a queen. He opens the door for her. And I know he outweighs her 400 pounds, but he still gets out the car, opens the door for her, opens the door at home, carries in the groceries, does the trash, and treats her like a lady. So we are pressing to get better in that area. But I'll tell you that a mother is without reason the best thing that ever happened to us other than Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Good answer. I agree with you as well. And I do
every
know
day.
Some women who are raising their kids on their own and doing an excellent job and fulfilling, you know, because father's not there. They're stepping up, not that they're trying to be a man, but they're doing the extra because the parent is missing or whatever the case may be. And
since you brought that up, I was talking to, and this was today, I was talking to a young lady and I had already knew the question. So I was like, well, I know you're a single mother. Why do you feel like, you know, why do you feel like you should be daddy? Well, I take him to the games. I take him to this. I say, well, hold on. Do you take him to the games and throw the ball? No. I drop him off. I say, that's another coach, another man teaching him baseball. Oh, okay, but I take it. Well, when you go to the basketball game, are you out there shooting hoops with him? No. I say, that's another man out there coaching him. So, yes, you're filling the role, and it would be great with you. He would be nothing without you, but you have to see the influences of people, and we need more men in young people's lives And I'm glad that we have Sylvia Nunn's Angels in Compton, that we can mentor these children to now let them know somebody's there for them, and to acknowledge the mothers that are still out there struggling, that we got some men that are coming forth willing to help, willing to listen, willing to talk, and willing to be there where is needed.
Amen.
Man up.
Amen. Women speak now. Amen.
That's it. Well, hey, we can take an opportunity to open the lines. I know James Hudson is on the line. I'll definitely want to get him in here. He has something dynamic coming up in August. There, you know what? I'm going to throw it out there. You know what, Minister Michelle? They're about to call a James Hudson Day in Houston. This is a mandate from the mayor in Houston that they have declared a James Hudson Day in Houston, Texas.
Awesome,
and I'd be ashamed
if I
wasn't there for that.
That's right. Got to be there for that. That's fantastic.
Amen. Oh, yeah. God is in control. We're going to make that happen. Good evening, Wanda Gibson. Welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard. Speak now. Oh. And man up. Hello? All right. That might have been a mistake. Dial one. Area code 323, last 42161. I have you live on Man Up the Movement, Women Speak Now, the collaboration. Did you have a comment? Wait, let me bring her back in.
Yeah.
Did you have a comment?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me?
What's up, Mr. Carolyn?
How are you guys this evening? God bless you guys.
God bless you, Mr. Carolyn. How are you this evening?
I miss you guys so much. But I'm back on, and that's all that matters. I came in on the end of it, but... about the bonus question first. About that, it's cool, but I think mothers, like Pastor E said, a mother cannot be a father. It takes a father to be a father. And if the father is not around for whatever reason, the mom does play both roles, but a mother is a mother, and that's it. Not only that, you don't hear too many people saying Happy Mother's Day to fathers. My brother raised four boys, alone since they were babies. And they've all gone off to college, and they're all very productive. And he done that on his own. He went to the PTA, done everything in the daytime, and he worked at night, and he made it. So I never said Happy Mother's Day to him because he's not a mother. However, I do honor mothers that play both roles. And that's a good thing. But, again, a man is a man, a man is a father. So that's just my opinion. It's just my opinion. And I came in on the ending part of forgiveness. To me, it was like confirmation. I didn't hear the whole thing. But what I heard was sometimes we allow ourselves to stay in situations that we know we shouldn't be in for whatever reasons, whether it be bills or, you know, what have you. And I'm going through that now with my husband. I'm trying to be the godly woman and do everything that I need to be done. But to me, it was never no cheating or anything like that. It's just verbal abuse. And over a period of years, that take a toll on you. And it's like, I forgive, but there's certain, I can't forget. And as long as I can't forget, it'll always be back in the back of my head. And I've tried everything. I've prayed about it, and it didn't get better. It got worse. And so now it's like sometimes God will show you. And I keep asking him, you know, forgive. Yeah, forgive. And I keep asking him, you know, if it ain't right, remove it. And he, all the time, God shows me, you know, this is not what I have for you. But I stay because it's my husband and because I know he doesn't have anybody. But then that's like, what am I thinking about myself? So the forgiveness, it took me a long time to forgive my sister for things that happened with us. But it's easier for me now to forgive when I pray. I have to pray about it because I could be really heated and anger. But then I think about all the things that I've done and how God forgave me and how he brought me out of the bondage that I was in. And that's all that when I think of that, it's easier for me to forgive.
Amen. Amen. It's important to start with ourselves in that matter. And forgiveness does not mean, I have to put this out there, that forgiveness doesn't mean that you, I want to be literally correct on saying this, but forgiveness doesn't mean you have to be a fool and continue in foolish ways. God despises foolishness. And a lot of times we'll stay in situations that are foolish because we think we're doing the right thing. And that's not to throw stones at any situation, but it takes that self-evaluation to say, you know what, this is not for me. And you said, you know, I'm not even going to throw it out there, but you said it. Because what's not for you, you already know what's not for you. But right. We have to make a decision. We have to make a decision to still be godly, still be forgiving, but still be wise.
Amen.
Minister Michelle?
Oh, yes, I totally agree.
Amen.
And that was an excellent point, too, that you brought up about you have single fathers raising their children and they don't get, you know, recognized for Mother's Day. And that most of the time they go unrecognized, but there are a lot of single fathers out there doing an excellent job of raising their children on their own.
We could have a show on that alone. We can't get assistance. We can't get the help. We can't get daycare monies. Men can't get the benefits that a woman can, even though the man is taking on full responsibility for the children. It's like pulling tooth and nail to get the benefits of help when you're needing help. That's something we can bring up. But there are a lot of men out there. I know a lot of brothers that are taking care of their children as single fathers that are doing great.
Yeah.
Great work.
Amen.
I see we have. Did he drop? I see he was up on the line. James Hudson was up on the line. I was going to bring him in, but he'll call back. Anyone else want to get on this conversation? Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Good evening and welcome to Man Up, Women Speak Now, the collaboration.
Well, good evening, man of God.
Hello, how are you?
I'm blessed. Praise God.
Praise God.
And how are you today, Minister? How are you today, Minister Michelle?
I'm awesome. God bless you. How are you, Evangelist Valentine?
I'm blessed. Praise God.
Yes, you are. Praise God.
Yes. Call it favor. Favor by God. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. Lord. Did you have a comment, or you know what? If you want to wait until the end to come in for your collaboration, James Hudson did pop back up online, and we'll bring you back in.
Well, go ahead with Brother James.
Amen. Good evening, my brother. I know you're at the gym getting it in, but the honorary James Hudson and Showtime from Houston, Texas. This brother got his own day, James Hudson Day.
Bless you, man. Bless you, man. It's called favor. That's what it's called. Can you
That's
hear me?
Right. That's what it's called, favor. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's what it's called, man. It's called favor. American Stepdaddy. That's the play that we're getting ready to do. Y'all are talking about parenting over there. So now we're talking about American Stepdaddy. Well, where a man falls in love with a woman and she's got 9 kids. He's been raising
9 kids.
Amen. All right.
So that's just right on topic with you guys, man. I'm just bubbling over with joy and appreciation and humbled and the whole 9 yards is to have the mayor of the city call and say, man, we're going to honor you with your own day. And I'm like, oh my God, what is that supposed to mean? I tell you, man. It don't even make no sense, man. People are always, how did you get a proclamation from the mayor giving you your own day? It's called favor, you know.
Amen.
How did you get a congressional award from Sheila Jackson Lee? It's called favor. How did you get the Texas Department of Human Service entire board of directors to put you on a plane, fly you to Austin, and present you with the highest award that they give to individuals for volunteerism in the state of Texas? It's called favor, man.
Favor.
And if you don't understand the Spirit of God, I can tell you till hell freezes over, you will not understand, because you don't have a relationship with God. So if people don't understand, I don't even try to make them understand. Because you just really can't make people understand this type of stuff. You know, it'd be different if I was going out tooting my own horn or something like that. But when people just start calling you, Channel 13 said, we're going to give you a Jefferson Award. We're going to present it to you live on TV in front of all of Houston. That's called favor from God. You know, it was just last week when a friend of mine called me. He's a disabled person in a wheelchair. And called me at 10 o'clock at night because his provider didn't show up, and he had nobody to put him to bed. Man, I'm going to tell you, man, I was so tired. I was just so tired. He called back about 11, then he called back at 11:30. He said, no, the guy still didn't show up. He still ain't showed up. I'm going to have to sit up all night long in this wheelchair. And I just kept saying, Lord, have mercy. You know what the Spirit of God told me? You are my mercy.
Yeah, well, you are my mercy. Get your keys.
You are my mercy. Roll on out of that bed and go put that man in bed. I said, oh, my God. it was 1 o'clock when I got there, but I got there. Because I couldn't go to sleep. I couldn't go. He said, you are my mercy. How you going to tell me to have mercy? What do you think I got you down there? Boy, I tell you, boy, the Spirit of God, man, that is no joke. When you can't hide from the Spirit. Oh, my God. Only the people that know somebody.
Oh, the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah.
I have to laugh to keep from crying, man. Because you...
It's hard to get
about the bed. People just think you're crazy, man, but I just say, boy, that's all right. Just keep thinking I'm crazy. As long as I got the favor, God. And you keep wondering why come I keep getting all this. Oh, my God. Oh, he said, I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day. Oh, God. He said, I got a lot of blessings to pass out, James. He said, I got so many blessings to pass out. He said, the vineyard is plentiful, but the laborers are few.
That's right. That's so right. That is so right.
He said, don't nobody want to work for these blessings. They think you get these blessings just for getting out. Don't just give out blessings. Why am I going to show favor to people that don't deserve no favor? They ain't doing nothing.
Amen.
And people always ask me, how you be going out there feeding them people every weekend? You get up going out there giving out clothes, giving people food. I said, well, you know, that's just, I have a heart for God. See, standing out there in that heat. Oh, my God. I said, y'all don't understand how this thing works.
Man up.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord, help me, help me. I'm sorry, y'all. I got to just laugh because I want to start crying.
Don't be sorry because you got my cheeks. You got my cheeks all sore.
Oh, my God.
I'm getting a little cheek exercise.
Yeah, man, it's amazing, man. When you know that you know that it ain't nobody but God that's showing you all that favor, man, it's just amazing.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Because you just get so bubbly inside. You know, it's just, what can you say when God is saying, you have my undivided attention. I'm finna pull out some stuff that you ain't going to be able to receive. Your little heart's going to be turning. I'm going to take you so high in the Spirit, you're going to be like, let me down. I got enough of this. I'm tired. Oh, my God. People have no idea, man. They have absolutely no idea.
Well,
oh,
if they listen right here for a moment, I believe they can receive some of the joy that is coming
man.
From you just off of you being just humble
man.
To God to say thank you for using me.
Man, I'm just so humble, man. I'm just so humble because God has already proven himself to me. I keep telling him, you ain't got to prove nothing else to me. I believe you. You done proved it to me. You might want to work on somebody else.
You don't have to convince me no more, huh? You got your mind made up.
Hey, man, yeah. When I told my friend that was in the wheelchair, I said, how come you ain't calling your uncles and your cousins? He said, no, man. He said, no, man. You always did it for me, so I called you. I said, oh, Lord, have mercy. You pay the price, buddy. You going to build
That's
Jesus
right.
bear the cross alone and all the world go free? He said, yeah, I'll show you some favor, but you going to carry a cross. You're going to have to do some things other people ain't willing to do.
Daily.
Daily.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
David.
Keep coming at you. I'm gonna keep coming at you because nobody else wanna do nothing. But I'm gonna reward you though. I'm gonna reward you. But you're gonna have to work. Oh Lord, I tell you, man, it's just the joy of God. I can't thank him enough. I don't deserve it, that's for sure, man. I just take it as it comes.
Well, you know, we were collaborating, but I'm just truly blessed just off of the joy of the Lord.
It is
exploding. Minister Michelle, we're just not trying to be mystical to anybody listening, but can you feel the joy of the Lord coming from this man of God? Oh, my God.
I'm happy for him. I'm happy with him. You know, we have to be careful when we say, here I am, Lord, use me, because that's exactly what
he's
doing.
Right.
So I can relate.
Wait, can I take that back? Wait a minute. What did I say?
You better mean it.
If you want anybody, Lord, use me.
Yeah, you better be serious about that part.
I'll go if you want me to go.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
You start singing them songs if you want to. Go ahead and start singing. Let me see.
Right. Like,
well, I'll test. He said, I'll test you if you want me to test you.
Amen.
Oh, God, help us, Lord. Anyway, okay, man. Look, I love you guys.
Hey, man, we love you, man.
I appreciate it up out there. Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. Love you much. Y'all be praying for me, and I'm going to be praying for you guys as well.
James will be on August 22nd for the prelim of American Step Daddy playing at his church there in Houston, Texas. We're going to get all that information out to you. As a matter of fact, there is an event page already for that. If you're in the Houston area, get your tickets now. $30, $20, and $10. I think $30 is the VIP. VIP, $20 is the main seating area, and then $10 in the balcony. That's August 27th, isn't it, Jane?
26.
August 26th. As I say, we'll
get
that.
3 o'clock and 7 o'clock.
Two showings, 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock. We're excited about that. All right, man. God bless you, bro. Man up.
Bless you, man. Bless you. Man up.
Anybody else? Come on, get in on this conversation. We still got a couple more minutes for a couple more comments. That was just a blessing, a blessed time with James. Just to hear the joy of the Lord for being obedient, and that can encourage somebody today. Minister Terry, welcome to the collaboration. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, family, my beautiful family.
God bless
you. God bless you. You know, I look forward to the collaboration, Man Up the Movement and Women Speak Now, and Women Speak Now and Man Up the Movement. And, family, I have to just say, the questions, awesome questions, sister. And, brother, awesome answers.
Amen.
But I just want to put my little bit on this. I know this is Tuesday, but these are just some awesome questions because what was the number one? I think I really like that when... Pastor, you said like doing the chores and doing everything. Yes, that will make her get into a romantic mood. So I like that. Yes, that's an awesome one. But number two was forsaking all others. And I listened to it, and then I listened to you both of you dialogue on it. And I think what the women really speaking of, forsaking all others, abandoning their exes, because men have a tendency to want to take that baggage with them. So forsake right. those exes. Yes, you know, they have to put them out there.
Real talk.
And, yeah, and then it's the forgiveness. It's harder for men to forgive than it is, but they want to be forgiven. But when you guys are speaking on that, I just put in my heart, do unto others as you want to be done unto. If you forgive, if she forgives you, then you should forgive her too. And unforgiveness, we know we can't harbor any unforgiveness. And I like that bonus one too. Should mothers celebrate Father's Day? No, we shouldn't, because you know there's a lot of mothers are choosing to be mothers on their own, and a lot of mothers are put in a position on their own, and like you, they carry that title, and that's a crown to be a mother. And so many mothers haven't had children, and they're single parents, they're adopting children. So they don't consider themselves and celebrate Father's Day. They're just carrying it as, oh, I'm mothering him. And what, I mean, a father, you know, they give them that father love, but a mother can do it too. But I don't think they should take credit for being mother and father. So, family, this is awesome. I love you guys' collaboration. And I want to say to Mr. James Hudson, congratulations, American Stepdad. Whew, awesome. Awesome, family. I love you guys.
Go to school.
Love you too, Miss Terry. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Love you too.
Back.
What's the word?
What's the word? You know the word is God. Hallelujah. Praise Him. And I love all the.
I don't know if anyone else notices, but there's something about forgiveness and unforgiveness that's birthing in you, in your ministry, because
yeah.
this something illuminates every time we start talking about that.
Oh yes, it does. Because I tell you, Pastor E, I had the biggest challenge with unforgiveness, and it was like sin, anything you have to forgive, no matter how small or how big. And I had to forgive the perpetrator that murdered my brother. You know, I had to forgive.
What's the battery?
I had to forgive. So, I can let the word of God just resonate in me. I had to get that unforgiveness out of my
yes.
spirit. So, glory be to God. Thank you, guys. I tell you,
hallelujah.
Family, I love you guys. Hallelujah. Praise.
Love
praise
you too.
God. Love you too. Awesome.
I love you all.
Amen. Anybody else? Come on. We got a couple more minutes. Go ahead and dial one. We'll get you in. Let's bring in Evangelist Virginia, any comments she may have.
Amen.
Evangelist Virginia.
Good evening, everyone. Yeah, I'm
good
here.
Good evening again.
Yes. I'm listening. I'm sitting here, and I'm listening at Brother James. So joyful tonight. Full of joy. And I want to congratulate him. If he's there, I would like to graduate him and say congratulations. You are full
Amen.
Of joy. You need to spread that joy. Spread that joy.
Oh, he's listening. I know he's at the gym, but he's still on the line listening.
Yeah.
You know, I've gotten five messages offline. They're like, no, that was Holy Ghost. That was a Holy Ghost laugh. Oh yeah. Oh
yes,
I mean,
that's
like
what it was.
It's like a worship
yes.
going off of the joy
yes.
of the Lord.
Praise
the joy
God.
Of the Lord is His strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And he is so full of joy tonight. He is so happy and so, just full of joy.
Powerful.
Full of joy. Spread that joy, Brother James. Spread it. Spread that joy. Because I'm listening at you and I'm laughing. I said, God, he's so full of joy. And that's what we need to be. You so joyful. So joyful. God bless you, man of God. Because that's what you are. I'm not saying you're called a minister to preach, but you call to share the word of God. You can make people happy. You laugh to keep them crying, but go cry with your laugh. That's okay. God loves you. Oh, that should have been one of y'all topics tonight. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The man is full of joy. But Minister Michelle,
yes,
I want to say something about number. I want to say something about number one. You
okay,
said,
what
can a man do to keep the flame burning?
Yes, Evangeline.
Is that it?
That's it.
You know what?
What can he do?
What can a man do to keep the flame burning? You're talking about a married man, right?
Yes, in his marriage. What can he do to keep? Because normally it's the woman that does all the romantic things to try to keep the romance. We want to know, what can the men do?
What can a man do to keep the flame burning? Well,
yes,
I'm
in the marriage.
This. I'm going to say this. He could keep the flame burning, but what he needs to do is do what he did when he first met her, when he first got her, when he first fell in love with her, when he first brought her roses and chocolate and all the other good things. You can keep the flame burning by rekindling the flame.
All right.
Rekindling the flame. By doing the things you did to get her when you first met her. You fell in love with her. You loved her. You should still love her. That's a way you can keep the flame burning. That's all kinds of ways that you can keep that flame burning. And you don't need a match to keep it burning. You need the love of God. Like I talked on last week, how to stay on fire for God, rekindling the flame. Rekindling the flame. Rekindling the flame. Keep the fire burning in your marriage. You can keep it burning. That's not hard. Long as God is involved, long as you love God and you got God, you and your wife, hey, you can keep the flame burning. Don't let it go out. Don't let it go out. Sometimes we let the flame go out. We let it go out because we're not doing what we're supposed to do. And keep God in your marriage. Keep him in everything you do, everything you say. When you go on vacation, when you go out to eat, all the above, you can keep that flame burning. Just don't let it go out.
Hmm.
And that's the way you can keep it burning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then you talked about number two, forsaking all others.
Yes.
You know what? That's vice versa. They got men, married men, not all. Some married men are walked off and leave their wives and leave them hanging, leave them alone.
Mm.
When you marry, that's forever. That's forever. Until death do you part. Until death do you part. When you stand before that pastor and get married, don't that's the word you hear. Until death do you part. And you go
that's
walk
right.
yourself off and leave that woman. And sometimes the wife will walk off and leave the man. No, that's not of God. If she gets pregnant, two or three babies, and she gained weight, no, stay yourself there. Stay
Amen.
There. Stay there and take care of that woman. I don't care how big she have gotten. When you met her, she might have been a 10 or maybe a 12, and now she might be a 16 or 18. Stay there. Don't forsake her. Don't leave her. I remember back in the book of Moses when they said, Moses said, I talked about the marriage. You only have a reason to leave that wife or that husband. When you commit adultery or fornication, you go out there and you got your good thing at home and you want to roam. And you go out there and you find somebody else and you go sleep with somebody else and you break up your marriage. Yes, some men do it, some women do it. My husband did it. He did it. And I even went to counseling, took him to counseling. But it didn't work with him. He told me, I don't want to go to no counseling. I don't need nobody to counsel me for my marriage to work. Okay, well, get your clothes and go.
That's
get
right,
your clothes man. And go. I'm not going to let you stay here and abuse me, misuse me, talk to me in a kind of way. I say, because I'm a godly woman now. I have committed my life to God. And you better be mindful how you handle me and what you say to me, because God got me.
All right.
So God got me. That's why we're not together today. He was a womanizer.
That's real talk.
And I was serving God. I was serving God. Well, you go to that church over there. Go ahead on over there where all them deacons and those men or whatever, and you know this and that. But you know what? Vice versa. We don't have to walk away from each other. But it happens every day. Moses, in the book of Moses, it says about the man and the woman, we shouldn't leave each other unless now one commit adultery. That's the only reason. You don't leave me because I done got too small, I done got too fast. Say yourself there. I'm going to say it. Because somebody needs to hear the truth. We walk away. We forsake our loved one. We forsake our wife. The wife forsake. Well, when women leave their husbands too.
They done met somebody else.
The man done met somebody else. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. I pray that God, that everyone that gets married, that's not married, you need to make it work. Make it work. You can do it. Don't just walk off. But my husband didn't walk off and leave me. He didn't want to be a husband. He didn't want to serve God. So we was not yoked together. We was unequally yoked. Unequally yoked. I had no bond, nothing. And you talked about number three. Why is it hard for men to forgive women? Is that what you said, Minister Michelle?
Yes, Evangelist Valentine.
Why is it hard for men to forgive? Well, it's hard for both sides to forgive. We should learn how to forgive, because forgiveness is for us. We should learn how to forgive. Because when we go around holding unforgiveness in our heart, you know what unforgiveness does? It takes a toll of your body. It makes you feel like you're sick when you're not sick. All kinds of things come against us because we are holding unforgiveness in our heart. But let's not do that, y'all. Let's forgive. I talked to a lady one day, and she told me she'll forget, but she'll never forgive. But you know what? Forgiving and forget. Yes, you can forgive, but there are some things you don't forget. You know what? But you don't keep dwelling on it. Don't dwell on it. Let it go. Let it drop. Forgiveness is for us, because if we don't forgive, our Heavenly Father said he would not forgive us. Jesus is not going to forgive us if we don't learn how to forgive one another. Forgive. If I'm wrong and I say something, whether I'm right or wrong, I'm going to go to that person. I do that, y'all. That's me. I say, I'm sorry if I said something. Forgive me. And I could be right, I still say forgive me. Forgive me. We need to learn how to forgive. That's an awesome word on forgiveness. Jesus say forgive. Forgive. And I'll forgive you your trespasses. But we so selfish. We so ungrateful. We don't want to forgive. Don't you know forgiveness hurts? Because we human. Forgiveness hurts. Unforgiveness, I mean, hurts. It hurts. Because we human. We are human. Let's learn how to forgive. If anybody listen at me by the side of my voice, if you done did something, or maybe thought of something in your mind or whatever, you need to forgive tonight before you put your head on that pillow. Forgive. Forgive. Forgiveness is for me. Oh, Father, thank you, Jesus. And your bonus question, how do men, read that to me, Minister Michelle, how do men?
Yes. How do men feel about women who want to be acknowledged on Father's Day? How do men feel about women
want
who
you to celebrate them
want to
on
be
Mother's
acknowledged?
Day.
Yes, on Father's
yes.
Day, the women want to be celebrated
yes, on
Father's
Day.
Day.
Well,
yes, ma'am.
You know what? You're a mother. Be a mother. You can't be a father. Be a mother. And when your day come on Mother's Day, then you know what? My daughter had me crying. I wanted to send it to y'all, let y'all see what she written up and put on Facebook. Say she would not trade me for nothing. She would not trade me for anybody, anyone, or nothing. She loves me. I'm the best mom in the world.
That's awesome.
Oh, and I cried. I said, y'all had me crying all day. She said, you the best mom that anyone could ever have. I would not trade you for anyone or anybody or nothing because I love you. And that's what we got to do. Mother, be a mother. There are some good fathers out there that take care of their children. I'm going to say this and I'm going to be through. I have a nephew. Well, I have a niece that married to this young man. They have two little boys, Trey and Travis. And now she's pregnant again. And I told him when I saw him Sunday at the baby shower, I was at Sunday evening, because she's my goddaughter. And I told him, I say, Travis, I admire you as a man and what I see you do with those kids. My niece don't have to do nothing. He gives those children a bath every night. He keep them clean. I've never seen nothing like it. He loves his kids. He cooks. He cleans. He washes. They're teen, but he does the most of it because he said he loves what he loved them boys. And you know what? He'll hurt somebody about those boys. That's how much he loves them. They had a, I'm going to share this and I'm going to be through. They had a birthday party for the youngest little boy who's 5 years old named Trey. And Trey told him he wanted his birthday party in the park. Daddy had the party in the park. And I told him I would have liked a zero Coke. A Coke Zero. He said, I don't have no cold drinks out here. All we have is punch and water. I don't give my boys no cold drink. How awesome. He take care of his boys. They got some good men that take care of their children, that raising their children without a wife.
Amen.
That's God.
Yes, they do.
That's God. I'm through. But I love God and I love to see men do what they're supposed to do. And if you've been married and you separated and anything happened, well, you God forgive you.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're getting better. We're pushing. We're pressing towards the mark of the high calling. God bless you, woman of God. Excellent recap. Minister Michelle, wow. This was a good one. It went there, and I knew it was. I was very, like I said, we grew off of the questions. I just be sitting back waiting on them so we can start collaborating with the guys and really getting the conversations out there. So thank you so much for your team and your office and all of the plugs that you're pulling in.
Amen.
To submit these questions. Y'all better get ready because we're coming harder. Get ready. Thursday night, Women Speak Now and Man Up the Movement collaboration where we get to ask the questions. And we come hard every Thursday. We're getting harder. I need my brothers. Come on. Submit some questions. Throw something out there that you've always wanted to ask and you want to answer to. The Women Speak Now team, always they come correct with awesome answers. So let's make this another dynamic broadcast on Thursday nights. Closing remarks from you, Minister Michelle.
I just want to say that the men did excellent as always, and I appreciate you guys' answers and always being transparent and always stepping up to the plate and manning up. Just want to say continue to be encouraged. Always hold on to God's unchanging hand because he changed not. He loves you with an everlasting love, and be blessed in Jesus' name.
All I can say is, man, let's continue to go higher. Let's continue not to settle for what we're used to, and let's really, really elevate in our lives to do what God has called us to do. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. Well, most importantly, know that you are beautifully made by God. God bless you, family.